تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
ریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers in the nation of Islam all across the world, with the presence of two religious experts from the Islamic House of Qom now in the studio, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to your show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So in the new series of the program, The Teacher, we are mainly concerned with the thoughts and some of the most important lectures of the late Shahid Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari, one of the most outstanding Shia Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists of contemporary Iran. He has been assassinated about 40 years ago at the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, but still his works are discussed and are translated into different languages all across the world. So we decided to dedicate some of our sessions and some of our episodes of the programs to the thoughts and works of this outstanding man. As usual, we listen to one Farsi file of this outstanding scholar, one of his lectures, and then we'll start a discussion regarding the topic of his discussion. Let's listen to that, and then we'll continue our discussion.
یاد دادن آقا و وادار کردن با زور نتیجه ای ندارد.
However, bear in mind that it's not right to force them. Try to encourage them, to make them interested in saying prayers. Encourage them so they say prayers willingly. Praise them. Give them presents. Be kind to them so they realize you like them more when they say prayers. Another thing is that children must be taken to the places for prayers where they'll be encouraged. Experience has proven it. If the children don't go to the mosques, if they're not in a crowd, don't see them in prayer, to be in a group encourages both children and adults. One feels the spirit of praying and the children are influenced more.
Welcome back. This was Shahid Murtaza Motahhari talking about the important topic of prayer or salat of the children. So, Dr. Zazadeh, in a previous discussion and a previous episode, you talked about the responsibility that the parents and the family must feel towards their children regarding the spiritual training. And I said that some parents might say that spiritually we are not that much grown up, or regarding the case of salat, you know, we are not capable of teaching our children how to do it in a true way. So how in this way you think that this great responsibility can be fulfilled by the parents, especially in the modern world? You know, the parents, sometimes both of them are working outside, busy with different things.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, here there are really important points that I would like to talk about a little bit. And the first thing that I wanted to mention was about the importance of this very, let's say, practical act that we have in Islam, namely, I mean, ritual prayer, salat or namaz or whatever we want to name it here, sometimes we think that, okay, we need to make our children familiar with this so that they pray in the future. But we forget that prayer is not just as simple as many of us may think. It has a foundational, actually, rule in making and in shaping every single Muslim's personality in their religious and spiritual life, because it is really, really a complex act. You know, it is a complex act, and in many families, when they ask this very general question, how should we train religious children? Mm-hmm. When we refer to the sources, I mean, Islamic sources, okay, hadith, and just great scholars like Shahid Mutahhari, we find out that when it comes to the religious training, in most cases we see that religious training is somehow, in a very interesting way, is summarized in making children familiar with the concept, or at least a good part of that, okay, with the concept of the prayer.
That's right.
Because it is such an inclusive, mm-hmm, and it is such a comprehensive framework that it has all the needs that a spiritual man may need in their life, if it is understood properly. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we do not know, we do not appreciate it the way that it really deserves.
Yes.
Okay. So one important point is that, yes, we should not take it for granted. We should not think that it's just, you know, ritual prayer and just some simple things. Everything starts from here and ends to here.
Let's do it not to go to hellfire.
Exactly. Okay. It's really, really comprehensive concept. But then Shahid Mutahhari, after that, he wants to give us some, actually at least three important practical advices on how to invite our children and give them a type of natural tendency towards prayer.
Okay.
The first important thing that he says is the method of encouragement. Mm-hmm. So he says that there are two different ways of encouraging children to do something. That is the verbal encouragement. We need to somehow, you know, encourage them by praising them, admiring them when they do something. And also he mentions something about the practical encouragement by gift giving or making them happy. Mm-hmm. I need to be very brief because of the time. And the second thing that he gives us as a practical method of inviting, or let's say promoting this action for the children, is by showing love to them. That's very important. Humans naturally love to be loved. You know, whether a child or an adult or a grown-up, we all love to be loved, but this is much more important when it comes to the children, because their personality is being shaped, and they really get impressed when they feel that, especially their parents, who are the most important supporters of them, when they feel that they are loved by their parents.
So you mean if the children think that they are loved by the parents, automatically they will listen to the parents regarding the concept of salatu?
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm saying. You know, Shahid Mutahhari wants to say that when you see that your child, your little kid, actually starts doing something spiritual like prayer, show your affection and your love to them, so that your child knows that this action makes them closer to you.
And
makes
seen
them,
by you. Okay.
Exactly. Makes them more beloved to you.
Okay.
And this actually plants a natural tendency towards that action, because that's a means towards a goal for them. The goal for them is to be loved by their parents, and they see that that's the good means to become closer to their parents.
And the third one
that Shahid Mutahhari emphasizes here is making a religious environment for them.
Okay.
You know, taking them to the mosques. And actually, you know, in modern psychology, they say peer pressure. We are influenced by the people who are around us, and also by the places where we go.
Okay.
So Shahid Mutahhari puts a great emphasis on taking children with ourselves to the mosque or to the religious places, religious places of worship.
Okay.
And although he also mentions that although we are very busy in our modern life and we may not have enough time to go to the mosques, but he says this is wrong. We really need to take our children with ourselves to that place. And naturally, all of these methods make a type of habit in the children. It makes this concept of prayer and spirituality something natural in them. Okay. So it will not be an artificial behavior. Rather, will come naturally from the children. And
thank you very much. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, the very case of salat or prayer itself, why prayer and salat? For example, we can train our children religiously speaking on different subjects of the religion. But it seems that, as Dr. Rezazadeh said, the most comprehensive framework in order to be inclusive to convey all the messages regarding spirituality is prayer and salat. But is it this salat we are doing every day, you know, out of the obligation as a Muslim? And then we want to teach this method, this conduct to our children. Is it at all, working for a Muslim kid to grow up naturally based on the pure fitra and then can apply this salat in his daily life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, usually whatever we perform in our life, which is related to the religion, most of the time we do this for the reward, for sawab only.
Yes.
Why you go to the Husainiya to listen to the sermon of the majalis of Imam Hussein? We get this much reward. Why you go to the ziyarat? There is a reward for it. So most of the time, obviously, we are greedy, and whether it's the money or the thawab, we want to gain more.
Okay.
And the more you get, the more obviously you think like you're on the safe side.
Okay.
So that's the main aim. Whereas the religion, when it talks about the training, the the rulings or the things that we need to perform in the religion, this is not just for the thawab. Thawab is just appreciation, the way like Dr. Rezazadeh said, like for the children, when you want to train them for the salat, appreciate them or give them the gifts.
Yes.
So these are those appreciations and the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us. Like, if you pray, I will give you this my sawab. If you do this, I will give you this my sawab.
Wouldn't he be gift-based? I mean, the child, from next time you wanna do the salat, so where is my gift? Because sometimes by modern psychology, this
for
is
example,
criticized
like,
too.
For example, like for my son, if I can share the experience.
Very good.
For my son, like when I came to the Hawza about 9 years ago, my teacher, there was a teacher of ethics, akhlaq. He said to me, start praying the nighttime prayer, Salatul Layl, but recite it loudly in the room where your kids are sleeping.
Okay.
So I started to do that. And my son, when he became 2.5 or 3 years old, he already knew Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, Suratul Kafirun, the surahs that I used to. And the interesting thing is, when he used to recite, for example, Suratul Ikhlas, after that he used to say Allahu Akbar and say the dhikr of ruku as well. I never teach him.
He saw that this is the part of the surah.
Yes.
Okay.
Even if he was sleeping there, his ears, obviously, he was listening. The baby in the womb of the mother is listening to everything.
Very good.
We think that the baby who is a newborn baby, he or she can see the black and white only, cannot differentiate between the faces, but she is listening. They are basically copying us.
Yes.
And this is one of the aspects that we do not realize. Now, why it is said like salat is very important and it is the pillar of the religion as well? It's because salat teaches you many things. Number one, it tells you that there is one imam who you need to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have, obviously, it is recommended to do salat in the mosque and with the jama'ah. And all the, obviously, the wordings that we have in the salat is like, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, iyyaka na'budu, we. All the time we are saying we. It shows us that, obviously, we are a social people, obviously. Mm-hmm. Allah had made us,
social and sociable.
Person. So this salat is teaching us how to deal with the people.
That's all right.
When you're one, how to follow an imam and not to go ahead the imam. That's the first thing. Yes. The second thing is, when you're standing next to the people, whether it's the black, white, it's a poor or rich, you all are the same in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True.
And that's why, like Allah says, akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The one who is the near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who is the pious. So basically, salat itself has a lot of messages.
Yes.
But the problem is, we pray for the thawab. We never went into the philosophy of the prayer.
Yes.
What do we need to learn? And we do not have the ma'rifah or the knowledge of things.
This is very important. I mean, having the true ma'rifah or the knowledge of the salats that we are doing.
For example,
so fruitless salats we are doing.
For example, we recite Quran. We just know Arabic and we are just reciting every day.
Yes.
Maybe a person finishes the whole Quran in the every month.
In the month of Ramadan.
In a year, he finishes 12 Quran.
Yes.
But when you ask him, like, what does Quran say, he never knows.
Yes.
Whereas Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says that this is the book of guidance. He never got the guidance from the Quran.
Okay.
He listens to that Maulana or this Maulana or that scholar or this scholar.
Yes.
But he himself never gets the guidance. So the main problem is our education. It's around 8 years that I'm teaching online, different courses on different panels. And every time, whenever I had these students, either they are like older in age or the young or like the kids, whenever I asked them like to recite prayers for me, none of them prayed properly. And that is because today the problems that we have in the society, that the people say our children are getting on the other way or they're not getting trained and this and that, it's because the parents themselves are ignorant towards this.
Let's discuss this important topic, the negligence towards prayer, especially on salat.
It's not only prayers.
As salat as the most comprehensive framework we introduce, especially in the modern world, the parents busy with different jobs, both the father and the mother, no spiritual trainer. And what are the ways, you know, in fact, in order to compensate for that in today's society? We'll discuss them, inshallah, in an upcoming session of the program. It was very kind of you, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Dr. Reza Zadeh. Dear listeners of iRab English Radio, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Do not forget to visit our website, parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. Also, visit our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Allah.